and Jastrzemski. Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Alrighty, let's roll, baby. It's 7:01 here on this Thursday evening. It's JJ, John Jastrzemski. We're taking you through the next 4 hours right here on The Fan. Get aboard. Want to hear from you at 877-337-6666. We have the man of many talents. He's doing it all here on this Thursday evening. That's my good pal, Pete Huffman. He's across the way on the other side of the glass. He's a one-man band killing it. I expect nothing less. Then you got Ack, you got Mr. Met. They have your updates at the top of every hour. We are with you up until 11 o'clock at night, and then it will be the schmooze. Stevie Summers, he's coming your way then. It's The Fan. We're right here in New York City. And before we get to the nitty-gritty, let's just say today was one of those intimidating situations you would think for me. Because, listen, I make no bones about it. I am not a very good golfer. I get out. My short game is solid. But in general, I got this weird, wacky swing. I'm hacking it all over the place. I like to play. But my game needs work. And I'm playing with three guys today who are just smoking the ball. I got my buddy Dave, who's a pro. I play with another pro, Caleb, who, I mean, just hit the you-know-what out of the ball. And I'm, like, jealous of watching those two guys hit. And then I got my guy Johnny, who hooks me up with these unbelievable Jordan golf shoes. And we had a day. I mean, my goodness, did we have a day. And here's all I'm going to say. I was able to match the pros on at least one hole. We did have that. The par three, and I hit a nice, like, 12-footer, which may have let out a couple of roars for the golf course to hear. But the fellas were great. And I love getting out and playing with different people. I mean, it's just incredible. Golf, I can't stress this enough, has been one of my saving graces in this period in which I have not had sports to watch on TV. It's like I have, in many ways, channeled that energy into being out on the golf course. So I had a tremendous, tremendous day over at Richmond County. So I want to thank all the folks over there. The hospitality, top-notch course, exceptional. Absolutely, positively exceptional. Now, let's get down to business, shall we? And I certainly got all fired up when I walked off the golf course today and I saw two guys that I have a whole lot of hope for, two guys that I have a whole lot of expectations for when it comes to wearing a Yankee uniform, getting acclimated. Instead of having Gerrit Cole mow down the New York Yankees like he did for the Houston Astros, now you got Gerrit Cole. He's rocking that, like, orange, rainbow, Nike t-shirt. I'm not even sure what color it was. Regardless, wearing the Yankee hat, doing his thing in batting practice. And I get it, it's batting practice. Who cares in the grand scheme of things? We're still now 3 weeks away from the start of the season. But it's like, for those of us who have needed that beautiful sight, for those of us that have needed that, like, exhilarating feeling, thinking about what we love to watch and what we love to do, tell you this, guys doing sports radio here in New York City, to now have an ace wearing the Yankee pinstripes, I mean, we know we are gifted with an incredible ace in Jacob DeGrom. And for my money, the best pitcher in all baseball in Jacob DeGrom, who's wearing the orange and blue. And something that, without question, has eluded the New York Yankees, it has been the fact that they have rolled in the postseason series and they have not had that ace in a hole. Fell short in 2017. Fell short in 2018 where Luis Severino really let him down. I mean, all you need to know is that in 2018, and I like him and I think he is a workmanlike pros pro, and I actually think he will be much better if there's a season. But all you need to know about 2018 and the New York Yankees is that J-Hap was lined up to pitch Game 1 of the Division Series. Let that sink in for a minute. J-Hap was lined up to pitch Game 1 of the Division Series. And then you go to last year where James Paxton was solid, up and down. Tanaka was solid, but you could tell the Yankees were still maybe a pitcher away. They didn't hit enough in that Houston series, that is true. But in many ways, that series turned in Game 3. Some will say Game 2, but hey, in Game 3, the Astros knew point blank, even though we're going to Yankee Stadium, even though we're going into a hostile environment, we got somebody who is amongst baseball's best. And even on a day when he was not his best, I remember being at Yankee Stadium that day. It felt like the Yankees had opportunities to get to Gerrit Cole. That, to me, is one of the great compliments I could give a starting pitcher. On a day in which I didn't feel they were at their very best, they still found a way to throw 7 shutout innings in mowing down the New York Yankees. That's what Gerrit Cole was able to do. So now you add that to this Yankee team, and yeah, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It fires me the hell up. And I know he got off to a little bit of a slow start last year. Well, I got news for you. Slow starts. For Gerrit Cole, for Jacob deGrom, for Michael Conforto, for Aaron Judge. You don't have the luxury of a slow start. If indeed this baseball season gets underway in 3 weeks. You just don't have that luxury. You got to get out and play. You got to roll out of the gate firing. Guns a-blazing. And it's batting practice. So, look. For Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton, the idea is going to be get through these next 3 weeks. I mean, obviously it goes for everybody. Try to stay out of harm's way. And normally it's like the aches and pains and, you know, the calf and the elbow and the oblique and all that stuff that plagues Major League players. Very different now with the looming specter of the virus that is around us. That will continue, unfortunately, to be a part of our day and day out lives. That's just the reality of the situation. And I think for many of us, doing so in a safe and a responsible manner is this notion of trying to push through. This notion of trying to be safe, trying to be responsible, and trying to push through. And that's what these sports are looking to do. So there's going to be the day in, day out check of, is everybody all right? As you look around sports and you see positive tests galore, but that kind of speaks to life, doesn't it? Am I right or am I wrong? Kind of speaks to life. And until we get to a point where a vaccine is in play, that's kind of what this crazy, out of sorts 2020 baseball season and other sports are going to be. So it's not just about obliques. It's not just about elbows. Not just about, you know, hammies or whatnot. Being able to stay away from the virus to the best of your ability is going to mean something. And good luck trying to figure out that skill. You know, we get on players for the nagging injuries. When it comes to the virus, what do you want them to do? Listen, it's as silent as it gets. You have no idea where you're getting it from. It's crazy. Everything about this is just insane. But the sight of seeing Gerrit Cole doing his thing, throwing batting practice. And then seeing Aaron Judge back in the batter's box. Yeah, put a big fat smile on my face. I ain't gonna lie to you any other way. Because it's like, wow. These two giants within the sport are hopefully getting it going in 3 weeks as the Yankees take on the Washington Nationals. Could you imagine? Just think about this for a minute. And I don't want to get anybody's hopes up right now because I get it. This all could be taken away from us in no time. Just like that. Like it's nothing. That's how scary a situation this may be. But, folks, today is July the 2nd. In 3 weeks, it is supposed to be opening day. Not in late March. Not in early April. But for those of you who have made the argument, not going to get into the 60-game season. Not fired up about it. Not going to get my blood boiling. Not going to do this. Not going to do that. I know there were many of you out there. And look, I totally get that sense of frustration that many of you had within Major League Baseball and its players. I mean, I was right there with you. I was right there leading the charge. But I haven't really lost sight of the fact that, for me, the minute the game is back on the field, which, God willing, it will be in 3 weeks, you're going to see me. And I was going to be there. And yeah, it's going to be different. And it's going to be unique watching on TV. I know it's going to be a unique experience for anybody who's a part of the broadcast. We're going to have John Sterling, the voice of the Yankees, a little bit later on in the show. Very curious to see how John is going to go through that sense of preparation. Does it change things for him? Yeah. Everything about it is different. But it is that sense of repetition, right? That day in, day out, not marathon. Because you won't have that over 162 games. But that flat-out sprint. And I'm ready for it. And I've said this quite a bit over these last, I don't know, 10 days. Where the plans have been finally put into action. You're hearing about the NBA and guys not having much of an interest of staying within the bubble. And, you know, to some degree, I can't really blame them. You know, a lot of their liberties, a lot of their, you know, everyday way of life is being taken away, but getting paid a boatload of money. And for teams that are trying to go and win a championship, you're going to make that sacrifice in order to do so. And it keeps bringing me back to the fact that for whoever ends up, God willing, getting through these years and being able to get to the top of the mountain in baseball, in basketball, in hockey, if you can, it's going to be a different kind of championship. But it's also going to be a championship that in many ways could feel very, very, very rewarding. Because of all of the unique set of circumstances and the challenges that are in place in order to get it up and running. And it's going to be weird not having, you know, the standing ovations, the cat calls, it's this, it's that. I mean, a guy gets shelled and gives up 10 runs in 2 innings. Well, nobody is really allowed to give up 10 runs in 2 innings. They're out of the game by that point, but you get my drift. You're not going to hear it from that Citi Field faithful, that Yankee Stadium faithful. But I know for many of you, if it's just scrolling on Twitter, it's just scrolling on Instagram, it's checking this out, it's checking that out, come on. You tell me if you're a Met fan and you see Pete Alonso back in that Met uniform hitting bombs in a, you know, summer camp setting, it's not going to put a smile on your face. It's not going to remind you of why you love the sport. Of course it is. This is the sort of stuff that we have missed now. And we have missed it now for a couple months. I mean, we're in early July and we know we're still a couple weeks away from this. So it's like building towards a feeling of anticipation. But also knowing that, like, down another path, it could be another feeling of hopelessness, despair, and anger and frustration. All that combined into one. If these sports are unable to give it a go. But the sense I get, and listen, I'm no expert on the matter. None of you can pretend to be experts on the matter because I got news for you. At the end of the day here, folks, this is a circumstance that none of us have ever gone through. There is no blueprint. There is no formula. There is no, like, guideline for getting these things up and running. I mean, we could look at the other sports. Could look at golf. Could look at UFC. You could look at women's soccer, sure. But I'm talking about the big boy sports. And getting it all fired up and getting it going. Whole lot of challenges, but I do believe these sports do not want to get back up and running only to shut it down once again. They know they're going to have positive tests, how they isolate them, how they move past them. That's going to be that great million-dollar question. But I'm going to start it off this way. For a Yankee fan that's listening right now, listen, the sight of seeing Gerrit Cole throwing and Aaron Judge swinging a bat, it's a beautiful thing. Basically the polar opposite of my golf swing, you know. Watching my fellas who were playing earlier, they had the great swings. They were like the Gerrit Cole and the Aaron Judges of the group. Me, I'm like the 24th and 25th man. That's really the best way to look at it. But I ask you guys this as a Yankee fan. What have you missed more? The idea of seeing Gerrit Cole pitch every fifth day? Or Aaron Judge, 6'7", the monster that he is, dropping bombs like the Incredible Hulk? For me, it's a very tough call, but it's hands down Gerrit Cole. Because that idea of watching a dominant force, a specimen on the mound every fifth day, I haven't had that as a Yankee fan in a long time. And I love Tanaka. He's a pro. And I thought Paxton did a good job. And I know Severino's had moments of brilliance. But, I mean, you got to go all the way back to CeCe in his prime. 2009, 2010, for the Yankees have had that consistently as a part of their team. So, I know somebody like me can't wait to have that. Every fourth, every fifth day. Might be every fourth day with the way this season sets up. Some Yankee fans, though, would say, well, JJ, the amount of time Judge has missed, hearing what we heard back in February and March, nah, it's a more beautiful sight seeing him bat in the batter's box. So I ask you guys that. We'll get to the Mets and what you're looking forward to the most. This is DeGrom. It's Alonso. There's a whole lot to get to there. This crazy, convoluted world we live in, trying to get sports back up and running, feels like every single day it's an adventure. So buckle up. From college to pros, anything could happen. And I know that sounds like very cop-out of me, but that's kind of the world we live in at this point. Day by day, anything can happen. 7:17 here on this Thursday evening. It's JJ, Josh Yastrzemski. We're keeping you company right here on the Fan. Get aboard at 877-337-6666. Your calls, your reaction. They're coming up next.